queer, a little five-letter word, but exploding with maximum impact this July. Urban State Season 2, Episode 10, Gender Adventures, A Pitchfork for Queers, coming up.
And our queers are unperfect, that's what makes them beautiful. Sponsoring this kind of event could be very good for their image. I'm going to go from pop to electronic, but also hip-hop.
Gaîté Lyrique is one of Paris's flagship public institutions in support of new trends and upcoming voices. And musically, that's down to Benoît Rousseau. 4 years in charge of the musical programming at Gaîté Lyrique, he's keen to put a voice of a generation in front of the mic.
There are many beautiful, good music from the past, from queer artists, but actually we wanted to have a picture of the scene now. The idea also was to have good music, the music that we listen at home, and to do empowerment with this festival, to say that when you're young and queer, you can also do music and not to be ashamed of what you are. There's not as many queer bands in France, so we want this festival to be a role model for young queer artists that wanted to do music.
Benoît is queer, talking through the interview, identifying with pronouns we and us. And the festival he's showcasing has evolved out of a desire for him to see queer played out under the banner of a public event. But of the scene's underground credentials, couldn't he be running the risk of at least putting the underground queer scene vulnerable of being ruined by commercial pressures?
I think the programme and the concert are not concerts that you can see in an institution usually. If we can have a foot in the door of the institution, it would be a shame to stay in the caves and small clubs and not to say yes to a proposal like that. If we can institutionalize queer, it's a really good news, I would say. We can see on Facebook we had a lot of response, a lot of women actually, so we were very happy because we wanted to do a festival also for women. For us to have as many women as men on the festival, between 18 and 35 years or 40 years. If somebody at 70 wants to come for the festival, of course he will be welcome.
And Benoît is quick to confess his ambition. He's the type of guy who wants to invite everyone back to his. But instead, he's settled for Gaîté Lyrique's 700 capacity musical venue. He admits a personal desire for programming Loud and Proud into the Paris cultural agenda.
I wanted to do the festival because I'm going to festival for 20 years now, and I never felt that I was completely at home, because on stage it's only white heterosexual men, and I wanted people that are queer to feel at home too, and have artists that can represent them. The press is really interested by the project. It's not the first queer event in Paris. Of course, there are many people doing queer parties in clubs, small caves and stuff like that, but it's the first time we have queer event in such a big place as La Gaîté Lyrique. To go into an institution like Gaîté Lyrique, it shows a larger audience that this culture exists.
And of embracing the commercial pressures and logistics around putting on a massive queer festival like Loud and Proud. Define queer, for example, maybe sounds a little too niche or associated with militancy and a little bit of this, that and the other. Some sponsors and brands think so too, but in line with Gaîté Lyrique's creative direction, Benoît as a response.
It has. Actually, we asked for many sponsorships, and brands are very bold on sponsoring an event like that. So we can still smell homophobia a lot, because the brands think if they sponsor an event, it is not for everybody. But what they don't understand is that sponsoring this kind of event could be very good for their image and help them more than they can think. Homophobia is still strong in France, but we're in Paris in the 3rd district. City Hall is very gay, so I don't expect that many reactions from the conservators. If they want to do some homophobic statement, I would love to, because that would be a lot of promotion for us. So they can go on that field. We are ready to answer to them.
This time then, the institution yields commercial benefit. Ticket sales for a massive 4-day festival. The added value is that it brings queer into the public space. Done through a poster campaign, painted in shocking pink ink, posted around Paris, the posters for the festival show black and white images of queer Parisian freestylers serving up their gender adventures. And what's better too is these posters mock the conventional images of beauty and identity normally seen in advertising.
What we could do for the posters is very important for us. We have pictures of people that represent queer in Paris. We call the five friends. We have men, women, gay, lesbian, transsexual, black, Arabs, the community presented in the pictures. You never see pictures like that in the subway usually. It's always beautiful women with beautiful bodies, or beautiful men with perfect bodies. And our queers are unperfect. That's what makes them beautiful.
Outside of France, Say in the US or the UK, queer is definitely a look, attitude and a way of being that rocks up in public. It's definitely more visible, especially in the bigger cities. But in France, even in Paris, there remains conservatism about this mode of expression. So what's the definition of queer?
It's more in the US and English vocabulary, but starts to be a little more known now in France. But we need to hear more queer people in the media, on radio, on TV to talk about it. It's going little by little. Even gay people sometimes don't even know what queer is. You can be gay, straight, lesbian, transsexual and be queer. Queer at the beginning was an insult. When you're not in the line that society decided for you, you reappropriate this insult for you and make it a strength to have more power.
Alongside the gigs, there's also colourful projections, lesbian B-movies, documentaries, debates and workshops. And don't forget an all-nighter going on through Saturday night into Sunday morning.
The concerts will be very various kind of music. The queer and every kind of music. So we're going to go from pop to electronic, but also hip-hop and rock. A lot of them are from the US. There's also from Canada, British, Swedish. Oni Ayum and Kariman Karam are the two people from The Knife, the Swedish band. Actually, we choose artists that their sexuality is part of their creation. It's very important for them to say they're queer. If you see Perfume Genius, there's no doubt about it. I think it's important for them to play this kind of festival because they give back to their community what the community gave them. We are the pitchfork for the queers, I would say.
And yourself, what might you say? Loud and Proud, the festival from the 2nd to the 5th of July. Urban State, Season 2, Episode 10. Gender Adventures at Pitchfork for Queers, featuring the likes of Fyodor Dogdream and the Fat Rave Melodies from Kitty Smile and the shiny lyrics of Scion. I'm Out Urban Arts Boy, your queer host on World Radio Paris.